We'll talk briefly today about Schar Shabbos for Refuah, and then we'll move on to our main topic of the Tira Sofan, Mishum Tchilasan. We have in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Vav, Se'if Hey, two days as to whether it's permissible to pay a chazan for his services on Shabbos. Shin Vav Se'if Hey, if you have it in front of you. Also, Lisker Chazan and Lispal of Shabbos, you're not allowed to have chazanim for hire that get paid for their Shabbos work. V'yesh mi shamatir 2 days in the Mordechai. Hagav im tzcharo l'shano l'chodesh kli amashari, it's part of a longer contract. It says in Mishabura, Sif Kata and Kaf Beis, l'spal v'shabbos mishim shenot tzchar Shabbos, you're generally speaking not allowed to get paid for work that you do on Shabbos. V'yesh mi shamatir, why? For lay the makom mitzvah lo gazir abanan al schar Shabbos b'zeh. It's considered a makom mitzvah. So according to one day in Rishonim, there's no provision of schar Shabbos but makom mitzvah. When we call makom in a row a simen bracha, so it's not, even if you're technically allowed to, it's not going to help you in the long run.
And nothing was done wrong.
Nothing was done wrong, even if it's mutter, but in a row, simen bracha.
The only wrong thing is taking the schar.
The only wrong thing is taking the schar, even though it's technically speaking mutter. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, a little bit later, that's the katan. For the next katan, kavdalit. Mialedes, bevada mutaras dikach schar Shabbos. A midwife is definitely allowed to take schar Shabbos. Who is that? Eli Rabbim Shem Knesset Agdola. Why should that be so? So the Prima Gadim explains here, Prima Gadim Mishpat Zazav Sekata Dalit, Kosev Mamari Bruna, which is the source of the Sherek Nesla Gedola, that it's Schar Mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh. Why is that better? So what Mari Bruna says is that if you're not going to pay the midwife to help with the birth on Shabbos, next time she won't come. So even if in an ideal world it would be preferable not to pay someone for work on a Shabbos, even if it's beheter, but it was going to end up having consequences down the road, then it's definitely mutter. So that's what Mari Brona says. The Prima Gadim says it's schar for the mitzvah pikuach nefesh, which you're allowed to do. And the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah here, Kosev Rosh Hashanah Zalman, along those lines, that wants for matir malacha because of pikuach nefesh, so taking money is part of the whole package. It's part of the heter pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to get paid for the services also. So paskin shmir Shabbos kol chasam. So paskin Rav Avadya and Chazan Avadya as well, that you're allowed to get paid for schar Shabbos.
The Prima
Gadim
is saying,
so he's saying himself that the schar that you're getting is for the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. So you're allowed to get paid to do. You're allowed to get paid. It's not considered schar Shabbos, it's considered schar pikuach nefesh.
That happened on Shabbos.
Ramosha seems to say something along those lines in Chela Dalid, the end of Simon Ayin Tesa. Bottom line, many posts were makel that you're allowed to get paid for medical services rendered on Shabbos. That b'chlal, whether you're allowed to pay doctors, that's a separate issue of Schar Batala. Really, the hefter to pay Malamed and the hefter to pay doctors is one and the same. Somehow, Schar Batala rates for the different professions never seem to equalize. But in principle, they're both only entitled to be paid schar v'atala. Okay, so let's move on to the topic of returning from a hatzalah situation on Shabbos, from a pikuach nefesh situation on Shabbos, and whether you're allowed to violate an iser de rabban or even an iser de raisa to return from such a trip. The Mishnah tells us in Erevin and Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis. Erevin Mem Dalid Amud Beis. Okay. Misha Yatza Birshus. A person departs on Shabbos Birshus. What does it mean, Birshus? If you have a Gemara in front of you, take a look. Nem Dalet Nebez. Misha Yatza Birshus. Kigon, Leidus HaChodesh. He's traveling to give Eidus that he saw the new moon. Oh, Lahasul Menagayus. So to save someone from a army. Menonar, from a river overflowing. A Chachma Baliyalet, or a midwife coming to assist with childbirth. So someone is traveling on Shabbos in a Pikuach Nefesh or Eidus HaKodesh situation where he's allowed to violate Shabbos in order to get to the destination. Misha Yatza Birshus, V'amar lo Farnasa Maisa. And they tell him, your services are no longer needed. Yesh lo Alpayim Am L'chol Ruach. So even though he has already exited his Kum, and under normal circumstances, if you leave your Kum on Shabbos, you're only allowed to move 4 amos from where you are. In this situation, where you left Beheter, you're allowed to move 2,000 amos from wherever you are when you are told that your services are no longer needed. Im haya betocha tchum, ki lo yatsa. And if you never left the tchum to begin with, so you never left. So then you remain in the initial tchum. Then the mission concludes, anyone who leaves for a life-saving mission is permitted to return to their point of departure.
Apayim is just matching the tchum de rabbanan as opposed to the base meal. Is there...
Correct. So at first glance, the Mishnah seems to be a stira. First, the Mishnah says, Yeshu Alpayim Am L'chol Ruach, he can only move 2,000 Amos, he can move 2,000 Amos, but not more. And then the Mishnah says, Chozilam Koman, sounds like you go back where you started, even much more than 2,000 Amos. So that's what the Gemara tries to work out on Daf Mem Hei Amin Aleph, and there's a Machlokas Amarayim. Essentially what's behind this Machlokas is how do you resolve that apparent stira in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Mem Hei Amin Aleph, have the two dots towards the top. V'chol ha-yosin l'hatzil, chozilim koma. The Gemara asks, Afi L'tuba, that's mashma, that you can return home even a distance more than 2,000 amos. You can go very far. Ay, v'amar reisha paimama, but did the reisha of the Mishnah say, you're only allowed to travel for 2,000 amos? So how does the Seifa say, chozilim koma, and even more? The Reisha says, "Alpayim Amos too low." Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shechozer Michli Zayin Limekoman. So Yehuda, Rav says, when the Mishnah tells you Chozer Limekoman, it doesn't mean that you can travel an unlimited distance. It means that you're allowed to bring your weapons with you. As you might have thought, that once the danger is over, then there's no hetzer to carry your weapons anymore, even any distance. So the Mishnah tells you, call Yosef Mahasa Chosim Makomban, you're allowed to transport the weapons back with you, but still only within 2,000 amos. And the Gemara goes on to explain that the reason for this heter is a maisa shahaya. The Gemara says, I'm skipping a few lines, a 4-5 long line. Amri Yehuda Merav, Shechozer B'chlei Zayin L'mkoman, K'ditanya, Barishona Hayumanichin Klei Zeinan B'bayis Esamach L'choma. It used to be that people would leave their weapons in the last house at the edge of the city. So once the enemies pursued the Jews, and they went in to get their weapons, and the enemies pursued them in. So there was such a commotion and the panic that the Jews themselves trampled over each other in an effort to get their weapons, and that was an even bigger tragedy that would have happened had the enemies overtaken them. So then they were misakein that even if the danger seemingly has passed, you're allowed to keep your weapons with you. Okay? So according to Rav Yehuda Merav, the heter in the Sefer of the Mishnah doesn't mean literally that you're allowed to travel an unlimited distance once you left Rishus. It just means that wherever you do travel, namely up to 2,000 amos, you're allowed to bring your weapons with you. And then Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar lo kasha, kan shenitzku Yisraelis umas ha'olam, kan shenitzku umas ha'olam es atzman. Difference is that if the Jews are victorious, so then your heter is only 2,000 amos. If the Jews are on the losing end, so then you're allowed to travel longer because it's a pikuach nefesh situation. They have to get out of harm's way. Okay, so those are the two teirutz in the Gemara, how to resolve the apparent theory between Reisha and Seifa. Either the heter to be chozel mekoman only means you can bring your weapons with you within 2,000 amos wherever you're going to protect yourself, or it means that where the enemies are victorious and there remains a pikuach nefesh situation, you're allowed to travel, or there's at least the risk of further attacks, you're allowed to travel as far as necessary.
What about the Takana?
What?
That they made.
What Takana?
His kingdom, pretty shining his kingdom.
To take Klei Zayin on him?
Yeah,
that's what Rav Yehuda Merav.
Yeah, and isn't everything included in the Takana?
What do you mean, isn't everything included?
Well, the Takana allows you to return with your weapons, even if, irrespective of the war.
Even if the danger has passed.
Even if the danger has passed.
Right, so.
So it's a Takana, so.
Right.
Even if there's. Regardless of who's winning or who's got the upper hand.
Right.
And you're allowed to go home with your weapon.
Right.
So then. What is the...
So you say, does or not, we still agree with that. Okay, so that has to do with how we pass the halacha, and maybe the two answers are not contradictory, or maybe we accept both of them halacha.
Yeah, it sounds like everything is covered by the first one, by Rav
Yehuda Merav. No, so the Rav Yehuda Merav only... The Rav Yehuda Merav is... Rav Yehuda Merav only allows you to carry your weapons up to 2,000 amos.
Even
you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos, and you can even take your weapons with you. But not that it's had to take your weapons beyond that.
Even if there's no pikuach nefesh, you're
where
allowed.
Even if there's no direct pikuach nefesh situation, you're allowed to take your weapons with you up to 2,000 amos.
That's
it. Yeah.
What's the finish of the chozel mekoman? According to is that what you do?
According to Yehuda Merav, the finish of chozel mekoman is you're allowed to carry your weapons even though the danger has passed. You would have thought that once there's no clear and present pikuach nefesh situation, you're not allowed to carry your weapons anymore. And the chiddush is because of the ma'aseh shehaya that you never know, maybe there'll be a situation that arises that will necessitate being armed, so you're allowed to, once there was a pikuach nefesh situation earlier in the day, because you never know, you're allowed to continue to keep the weapons with you.
How does it begin their suffix?
Maybe it's less than a regular suffix, meaning by normal laws, a suffix maybe doesn't even reach that threshold, but there's a special takana here in these kinds of circumstances to allow you to carry your weapons.
Doesn't the chashash of whatever they were going for exist even after all, even within Alpine? In other words, if they leave their weapons at the
If there's a pikuach nefesh situation, so then all bets are off. We're talking about there's no real pikuach nefesh concern. The enemies are vanquished, they disappeared, they went away, there none of them left. So if there was a concern of pikuach nefesh, you'd have to travel wherever you need to travel. Even though there's no concern of pikuach nefesh, you're still allowed to keep your weapons with you. Because of the ma'aseh shehaya. Okay. How do we paskin? The Rosh in Peredal Simon Hay assumes that we paskin like both, the coolest of both. What does that mean? So, we want to see how that's reflected in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tav Zayin, Simen Tav Zayin, Seif Gimel, the Mechaber writes as follows. Tav Zayin Gimel. Kol Yosim Lahasil Nefashis Yisrael Miyad Akum, Omen and Arim and Apolos, anyone going on a life-saving mission, Yesh Lehamel Payim Amel Lechol Ruach Mimbakum Shitzi Levo, they're allowed to travel for 2,000 Amos from their final point, from the point that they reached. The Im Haisayad Ovde Kuchavim Takifa, Vayim Befaftim Lishvas Makar Shitzi Levo, but if the enemy still has the upper hand or still around, and it's dangerous to stay in that area, then they're allowed to travel back home. That's the Nachar B'Yitzchak. And they can even travel with their weapons. And the Mishnah explains here that that last clause of with their weapons applies to both situations. That even if they're going within 2,000 Amos, they can travel with their weapons, as per Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay? So at first glance, the context of the Gemara in Erevin, that Gemara in Mendalim Memhei, is only necessarily limited to the Isser Tchum in Derabana. What's the context? The context is that you left the Tchum, we're not talking about a Tchum of Yubei's Mill, you left the Tchum, and Mi Derabana, you should only be allowed to walk for 4 Amos. And there's a dispensation that you're allowed to walk for up to 2,000 Amos. So we relax that Rabbanan Isser of Tchum Shabbos in this kind of situation. If it's a Malkum Sakana, so then you can walk as far as you need to walk. Even if there's no Sakana, because you began your trip with a Heter of Atzal Sefashos, so the Rabbanan allow you to walk for 2,000 Amos. Okay, so there's no evidence at first glance in the Gemara that we're talking about relaxing anything more than an Isser Derabanan of Tuchumen. And even the comment of the Rimi Lanil on the Rif, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Daf Rif, Dibra Maskel Afilu Bidaraisa, Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Daf Rif in Erevin, Dibra Maskel Afilu Daraisa. So there, the Rimi Lanil writes that we're talking about even a malacha d'arais of hotza, that even we're in Yerushas Arabim, you would have assumed, or may have assumed, that we're only talking about hotza in a carmelis. If you're going out in the field on some life-saving mission, usually that's not in the middle of Times Square, or even if you assume that Times Square is Yerushas Arabim. But so the Rimi Lanil says even in a Rishis Arabim the Matra Hotsa, but the context of the Rimi Lanil sounds like we're talking about where there's still a Sakana. So the heter carrying outside in a Rishis Arabim may still only be the Makom Sakana, the Makom Pikuach Nefesh.
It said you're allowed to return to Kli Zion. It's right. Talking about Rishis Arabim, so I would assume Rishis Arabim is permitted. Why would we only...
Well, what's the kind? Why would you say we're talking about Rishis Arabim? Very few Rishis Arabim in the world. Okay, so that we'll have to flesh that out more. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe, in a famous tshuva, Rav Moshe ends up with a significant kula on these matters, points out that Tosfos links this Gemara in Erevin to another Gemara in Beitzah that at first glance isn't necessarily connected. Okay, Rav Moshe is Chelek Dalet Simen Pei. Chelek Dalet Simen Pei. This tshuva was originally printed in Tchumen Volume 1 in 1980, the late tshuva. But I was talking to Rabbi Shmuel Fischelis today, a son-in-law from David, who confirmed the authenticity of the tshuva and the shita. So Rav Moshe there points out Tosos on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, an Erev in there. And there's a Rashba as well, Beitza Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tell us this right, if you have the Gemara open, take a look at it. Tell us this right, Kol HaYotzin L'Hatziel Chozin L'Mekoman Hadala Chashiv Leiv Perakamid De Beitza Gavi Hanach Gimel Dehitiru Sofa Mishum Chilasan Dize Eino Chiddish V'Chol Hanu Tzrichi Kida Arminan Hasan. So the Gemara in Beitza Dafi Aleph Amud Beis introduces the notion of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tfilasan. In certain situations where Chazal had a vested interest in promoting certain activities, they were makel on certain Isurim in order to promote these activities. So for example, the Gemara there has that you're allowed to spread out hides of an animal that's shefted on Yontiv in a fashion that presumably violates an Issa D'Rabbanan in order to promote shefting animals for Simchas Yontiv. So Hitiru Shechita Mishum Shechita. Right, you can be shoteach, you can spread out the hides in order to encourage shechita. So that presumably is an issur d'rabbanan. So the Chazal allowed you to violate that issur d'rabbanan of shechita in order to promote shechita on yontif. Itiru sofan mishum chilasan. If we didn't allow you to do that malacha b'sofan to spread out the hides, then people would come out at a significant financial loss, and they were never shecht an animal to begin with to enhance the Simchas Yontif. Or the Gemara has that you're allowed to take off a ritia b'mikdash on Yontif. So normally speaking, that would be an issur d'rabbanan to remove the bandage, but the bandage is a chasisa, so you can't perform the avodah with the bandage on. But if we don't allow you to do that, so then you're going to be prevented from performing the avodah. The Gemara has various instances where Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tilasan, they allowed violating an Isser in order to promote a matter of importance. So Toso seems to assume that our context here of Misha Yatzeb Rishus is another application of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tilasan. We allow you to violate the Isser Tchumin, let's say, in order to promote Atzalas Nefasha. So why didn't the Gemara in Beitza list our case as an example of Yitiru Sofan Mishum Techilasan? The Tosfos just answers the technical teretz. V'chol hanun tzrichi kidarminan hasam. So the Gemara there has a tzrichusa, why the three examples the Gemara has in Beitza are necessary, and the example in our mission in Erevin doesn't fit into that tzrichusa of the Gemara in Beitza. Ramosha assumes in his analysis of this Tosfos and the Rashba in Beitza in this context that Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tfilasan even applies to Isurei D'Oraisa, which we'll get to more in a moment. And so assumes even in Issa D'Oraisa as Hotzav Rishus Arabim. So Moshe assumes that these Rishonim view the Hefter of Hotzav in the Gemara Erevin as applying to Rishus Arabim as well. And so assumes that Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, at least initially, in Choshem Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Chasam Sofer Choshem Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalid. Okay, so Ramosha brings this up in the context of whether someone on a Hatzalah call on Shabbos is allowed to return to their point of origin, even if it means violating an Issur D'Oraisa. A situation where we're not talking about where there's another Hatzalah call that you have to be prepared for, so that's another Pikuach Nefesh situation that you can return for. But in a case where there are other Hatzalah people on call. There are other doctors available who could treat another potential life-threatening situation. And the only reason to return home would be for your personal comfort. So the way he frames the question...
And there's no pekuach nefesh in the place where he's found himself.
Correct, it's not a dangerous situation. Right.
He doesn't need to get out of there.
Right, it might be uncomfortable, but he could definitely stay there until Shabbos is over. So he says there that as far as getting to the hospital in the first place, as far as bringing yourself to the situation where your services are needed, so he says, if it's possible to have a nachri drive you there in a way that's not going to delay the quality of care, and we're not talking about a nachri who's going to kill you or steal, so then he says, better to have a nachri drive you. But if it's at night, or there's no nachri around, so then you don't have anyone that you trust, so then if you're worried there might be a delay, then drive on your own. So that's as far as the way there. And different Hatzalos have different practices as to whether the Hatzalah washes the nights only has nachri drivers. Whether that's part of the system, l'chachila. But then Moshe says, the real question is, what do you do on the way back? You ended up driving someone to the hospital, or you're a doctor who drove to the hospital, you're in a faraway place. You can't walk home. Or even if you could walk home, it's at night, and there are roadsmen around. This is New York City in the late 70s. And if you're going to stay there while Shabbos, then we're concerned that your family members won't let you go back next time. Or maybe you won't want to go back next time. If you know you're going to be stuck in the hospital on Shabbos, then you're going to be reluctant to take the call next time. So if there's no nachri available to drive you home, are you allowed to drive yourself home? So in the context of analyzing that question, Rav Moshe assumes that this Tosfos and Rashba invoke or understand that Itira Self Mishim Tchilasim could even work for the Daraisas.
What's Rashba?
Rashba and Beis Daf Yud Aleph. The way it's quoted in Shittim Kvesis is slightly different than the way it's quoted in the way we have it in the print of Chidush Rashba. So the Mashmalos is stronger than the print of Chidush Rashba. So, I'm sorry? Sure. The Rashba and Beisa. The Rashba and Beisa is parallel to this Tosfos in Eirvin. Tosfos is Eirvin, Mendal, and Mevez. Rashba and Beisa, Daf Yud Aleph of Mevez. Ramosha assumes that the Mashmos of the Rashba is that if you yourself and Mishim Tchilasan allows even violating Isurei D'Oraisa.
So the Hatzalah
could return? So if that's the case, if you yourself and Mishim Tchilasan allows for D'Oraisa, and the Gemara in Eirvin is an example of Itir Yosef Mishim Tchilasan, so then it would follow that you could even drive yourself back in violation of an Issa D'Oraisa, even though there's no Pikuach Nefesh situation anymore.
What's the Svara of Itir Yosef Mishim Tchilasan?
The Svara is that there are certain things, again, it may only apply to Darabana, is that what we're fleshing out now? The Svara is that there are certain things that Chazal have a public policy interest in promoting. Promoting the Kohanim doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, promoting Simchas Yantiv. And in a situation where if you don't allow you to violate an Isser, you're not going to undertake that action that Chazal wanted to undertake, then we allow you to waive the Isser. So that's much more readily understood if we're talking about the Rabbanans, because it's all the Rabbanan to begin with, so the Rabbanan the power to relax certain the Rabbanans. It's much more of a Kiddush to suggest that in the context of Deraisa. So, Pikuach Nefesh, maybe that's a little bit more rational if you want to suggest it by Deraisa, because the interest, the Pikuach Nefesh interest, is much higher than, let's say, the Simchas Yantiv or even the Avodah Beis HaMikdash interest. So, if it's going to compromise the possibility of doing what's necessary for Pikuach Nefesh, then maybe it even relax the Deraisa. Very good. So you're mechaving to a point that the Chasam Sofer makes, and others will get to that in a few minutes. Very good.
So how is Rav Moshe able to take it from the Gemara's examples of the Rabbanans.
So Moshe assumes, again, that's the Mashmos. You have to take a look at the Rashi and Beitza. He assumes it's the Mashmos of Tosos here, although I'm not exactly sure how you get it from Tosos. A little bit more of the Rashi. And assumes, if you take the Rimi Lunil in an unqualified way, then it's a Rimi Lunil. It says that the Gemara and Erevin is talking about the Rises also. So then that's what he's working off of. Magen Avraham explicitly does not assume this way. Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Yontiv, Simen Tav Tzadi Zayin Sivkatan Yudches, Simen Tav Tzadi Zayin Sivkatan Yudches, Paskins Abach, that he to himself and Mishiv Tchilasan only works for the Raisas. Sorry, it only works for the Rabbanans. Does not work for the Raisas. The Magen Avraham quoted the Bach in Simen Tav Tzadi Zayin Sivkat. The Magen Avraham is Tav Tzadi Zayin Sivkat and Yudches. The Magen Avraham first says La Halacha, he tiru himself and Mishim Tchilasan only works for the Rabbanans. And I was looking in the Frankel Naftach on the Rambam, so he quotes a Shibali Leket, which I looked at inside. Shibali Leket Simen Reish Nun Gimel is beferish on this point as well, that it only works for the Rabbanans. Okay. Then you have to figure out where does the Rambam fit into all of this, because there are seemingly contradictory psukim in the Rambam, which actually reflected, both of which are reflected in Shulchan Aruch as well. If you have a Rambam in front of you, take a look first at Perek Beis, Halacha Kaf Gimel. Perek Beis is the Pikuach Nefesh, Refuah B'Shabbos, Perek and the Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Kaf Gimel. The Rambam writes, Goyim Shetzaru Ala Yaris Yisrael. So if you have non-Jews who are besieging a Jewish city, in Baal Iske Mamon Eimachal and Elena Sashabis, they know Sidi Mamachama. If they're not out to kill you, they just want your money, then you can't be Machal Shabbos to protect your money. If it's a border city, so then you could always be Mechal Shabbos, because then that's always a dangerous situation. If they're coming to kill you, you can be Mechal Shabbos. U'mitzvah ko Yisrael shichol lavo latzeis v'lazer lacheim shebe matzor latzila miyadagoy m'shabbos. It's a mitzvah incumbent upon every Jew to come to the defense of their brethren who are being attacked on Shabbos. The aser lehenlis mamei l'mosei Shabbos is not allowed to tarry till Mosei Shabbos. And once they have emerged victorious, the battle is over, the enemy vanquished, they're allowed to return home with their weapons on Shabbos, so as not to be machshel them in the future. So again, mutter lachzor b'kli zayin shalahem komam b'shabbos, even after the enemy is gone, they're allowed to return home without restriction, with their weapons without restriction. Why? Kedei shalo lachshil and lasel lavam, to prevent any michshol in the future.
So the Rambam is mattering in deraisa?
What's the
michshol?
Presumably the michshol is that if you don't allow them to go home, then next time they're not going to be so quick to come defend people on Shabbos if they're going to get stuck there all Shabbos. Now the Lechem Mishnah points out, the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, Lechem Mishnah Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel says, where did I get this from? Kedei Shelo Lachshil Lasalava, that's not what the Gemara says. Or the Gemara in Eruvin, which is the source of this Halacha, no mention of Kedei Shelo Lachshil Lasalava. Okay. So that's the Rambam Beis Kaf Gimel. Now, there's another Rambam, Perek Kaf Zayin. Take a look at Kaf Zayin, Yud Zayin. Kaf Zayin, Yud Zayin. This is in the context of Hilchos Tchumen. So Perek Beis is in the context of Hilchos Refuah, Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. Perek Kaf Zayin is the context of Hilchos Tchumen. Says the Rambam, Kaf Zayin, Yud Zayin, the last halacha in that parak. Haya yotze birshus, the person travels on Shabbos birshus. V'yomer lo, v'hu holech baderech, and they tell him while he's on the way, kvar nases ha-mitzvah, sheyetzas ha-lasos. So your services are no longer needed. The Mishnah mem dalet. Yesh lo mem komo, alpayim ama l'chogua. So he's allowed to travel 2,000 amos in every direction. V'im hayon nixas tchum sheyatsu bimenu b'rshus, mugla b'sof alpayim ama, sheyesh lo mem komo, harez l'chogua lo mem komo ki lo yatsa. Now, if those 2,000 amos will take him within the original tchum, then he's allowed to go back home. Okay. V'chol ha-yotzin l'hatzel nefashos yisrael mi'agoyim min'anar min'anapoles yesh tam alpayim amu l'chol ruach mi'makam shi'tzilulo. V'im ha'yisa yad agoyim tekifa v'ayim mefachtim lishvos mi'makam shi'tzilulo v'ayim l'chol m'shabas m'komen v'chlei zeynam. So if it's still Yad Vayim Tekifa, if the danger hasn't passed, and it's dangerous to stay there, so then they can go home with their weapons. But if the danger has passed, they only have 2,000 amos. Okay, so again, the Rambam, Perek Beis, Kaf Gimel, has a blanket, Mutter, Lasor, Limkoman, without any qualification. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Kumim, Perek of Zion, says, no, only 2,000 amos. Unless the danger is still there. If the danger is passed, you only have 2,000 amos.
Or you could say the steer is in here, it's limited to mefachtim, but the shoes will come on. But over there, he's saying you're only allowed to go home with your weapons if you're afraid. Mefachtim, which this place will come on.
Right.
And in Perek Beis, he mattered without any pachad, but to.
Right, you can go home with your weapons as well. Okay, good. Correct. So what is the Shita Saramba?
In a way, you could say the same thing in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah threw in the Lashon of the Rambam.
Well, it's really no way the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Shin Kaf Tes. Sorry. The Mechaber in Shin Kaf Tes, I think it's Siftes, Kol Yosem Lahatzel Chozim B'Chli Zeinu L'Makoma. No qualification. Right? That sounds like the Rambam Perek Beis.
Right.
And we just read the Mechaber, one second, we just read the Mechaber in Tav Zayin, which is like the Rambam in Kav Zayin. You only have 2,000 amos unless the danger is still there. So the Mechaber himself seems to reflect these two psakim in the Rambam.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say the Mishnah Berurah there on that Mechaber.
Right.
Throws in the Rambam's Kedel
Hakshiva. Yeah, correct. Okay. Right.
So he doesn't seem to see it as a stira.
Well, that's the rationale. You know, the rationale. Cause still, okay. Fine. So okay. So a number of Achronim have the following approach. I told you to look. Just as an example, in Shuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Lamites O Zayin, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Lamites O Zayin, who summarizes some of the Achronim in their attempt to explain the Rambam. He quotes, for example, a Hagot Yad Eitan on the Rambam. I'm not familiar. He said that's by the author, the Maskil Eitan, not familiar with the Sefer. But others say this as well. That the Rambam in Perek Beis is just giving you Rashi Prakim. The Rambam is kind of the introduction to Pikuach Nefesh situations, and the Rambam is telling you in general terms there is a heter to return them koma, but that's going to be fleshed out later in Perek Zayin as far as the details. So the Rambam, to some extent, was somech on the fact that he would flesh out the details later on, and didn't mean Perek Beis to be taken in an absolute and unequivocal sense.
Can you give an example? What's the Rambam style? The Stan and then the Forest type?
I don't think he gives it. I mean, maybe the Yad Eitan himself is an example. It's the Tzitz Eliezer doesn't quote. But that still doesn't explain where the Rambam got Kadesha Lo Lafshilan Lasid Lovo from. I'm sorry? So is Kadesha Lo Lafshilan Lasid Lovo the same as Hitiru Sofan Mishum Tchilas? And it may be. Now the Gemara says, Misha Maisa Shahaya. Is Kadesh Yalala Shim Lassalava modifying both Klei Zion and Chazar, or is it only modifying Klei Zion? Right, the Gemara says that the Heter Klei Zion is Misha Maisa Shahaya. Rav Asher Weiss has the following Ara. Shuvas Minchas Asher Chelik Bey Simen Mem. Shuvas Minchas Asher Chelik Bey Simen Mem. He points out there's a Rashva Nida. Rashva Nida, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Malchus Zos Ameris. Rashva Nida, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Malchus Zos Ameris. He writes, he's talking about the phraseology of La'asid Lava. He says that sometimes La'asid Lava means far in the future, and sometimes La'asid Lava could mean in the very proximate future. And one of the examples of the latter is Shalotehe Machshila La'asid Lava. And he quotes that Chosev in Klei Zeinan is Shalotehe Machshilan La'asid Lava. So it sounds like, in that Rashba, the footnote, the Magi and the Rashba points this out, sounds like the Rashba there had a different gears in our Gemara that actually has Shalotehe Machshilan La'asid Lava in the text of our Gemara. So if the Rama had such a girsa, so then that works out very smoothly that he actually has Shalal Lafshila Lasalavo in the Lashon Ha Gemara. And the Rav Asher points out it's possible that there are two things at play. The heter is a double heter. Number one, that you're allowed to continue carrying your weapons. And number two, you're allowed to move beyond where you are. So it could be that if you want to know why we don't tell you to stay where you are, that's because Shalalach Shalalasalava. The Maisa Shahai allows you to keep your weapons, but maybe you have to stay where you are and keep your weapons there. What's the heter of 2,000 Amos? So maybe the heter of 2,000 Amos is based on Nimsa Lashilan La'asid Lava. Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Ches, Chelek Aleph Simen Ches takes strong issue with Ramosha's Tzak. He writes in the beginning that he is reluctant to be cholik Rav Moshe, but he asked Rishus to be cholik. And then he doesn't believe that there's a heter of, he doesn't believe that a tira sofer shim tchilasan allows violating isurei deraisa even in a pikuach nefesh context. And one of his arguments is that you're telling me that you're worried if you don't allow someone to drive home from the hospital, he's not going to take the next Hatzalah call next week. So we allow him to violate the Raisas because we're worried on the future he won't be as willing to put his comfort on the line. So he says if that's the case, then we should allow a Hatzalah member to turn on the lights in the middle of the night of Shabbos to find a nicely pressed shirt because if we make him run out on Shabbos with his crinkle shirt, then maybe he's not going to go out next time. Or maybe we should allow a doctor on Yom Kippur to eat in order to be properly energized in order to save a chola.
Those considerations are not specifically caused by engaging in a rescue effort. Engaging in a rescue effort may necessarily require to be hung up, stranded in a place.
Right.
And you know that's necessarily going to happen. It's a part, you know, we're not dealing with Navarian that they're going to want to mat or all this, or you know, people were, but this being, stuck somewhere is a necessary, potentially a very necessary result of engaging in a rescue effort. Having this in clothing is...
Right.
Well,
this is
Darais
or Darabanan? I'm sorry?
Is Darais or
Darabanan? What's
Darais? What? The Tchum is that part.
Presumably it's Darabanan.
So the two would be able to be Darais.
But there are two issues. There's Tchumin and there's Hatzah. Right? The Hatzah may be Darais. That's what we were discussing a little bit, and we really know. Right, so that's the question. Most postings seem to assume, aside from an initial position of Chassid Sofer that he might have backed out from eventually, and most assume that the heter of hitur so much shintuch lesson is only for the rabban, is not for the rices like the Magen Avraham. For Moshe assume that it's for the rices also, and that's part of those that argue. The Tzitz Eliezer that we quoted, Yud Aleph Lamentes, and Kaf Aleph Nuntes, Tzitz Eliezer also takes issue with Ramosha. He writes in the end that he disagrees, but if a person somech on Ramosha, yesh lo al mi lismoch. And then Rav Avadia quotes it to Tzitz Eliezer, and he says, no, ein lo mi lismoch. He doesn't think that there's any basis for relying on Rav Moshe. So now to come to Benji's point, in the Shuvah Schas and Sofer, that we quoted earlier, I think it was Kosha Mishpat, Simin Kufta Nidalit, we had mentioned this Chassan Sofer last time in the context of saving non-Jews on Shabbos or doctors tending to non-Jews on Shabbos. So one of the issues that he talks about in that Shuvah is the Jew who went to save the non-Jew on Shabbos returning home in potential violation of Daraisa. So the Chassan Sofer argues that the Chassan Sofer is a big makel that allow treating a Nachri on Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, because of the Jews' Pikuach Nefesh. The Jews are kind of the Pashas. Because if you're not going to treat Nachrim, then there'll be a pogrom, or then the Nachrim won't treat us on Shabbos. So the reason you're allowed to treat a non-Jewish patient on Shabbos is because of the Sakana Safashis for a Jew. So the Chassan Sofer says, what are you going to argue? That if we don't let the doctor drive home on Shabbos, he's not going to save the Nachri next Shabbos? Of course he's saving the Nachri next Shabbos. The reason he's saving the Nachri is because if he does it, the Jews will be in danger. So there's no Svara of Hitiru Sof Mishem Tilasan to give you too much latitude in that case, because anyway you slice it, he's going to treat the Nachri regardless. Rav Schechter makes the same point in printed Be'ikvei Atzon Simen Tes Ozayin. Simen Tes Ozayin. Rav Schechter makes the same point about a doctor who's on call. If a doctor's on call on Shabbos, so that's part of his job, we're not going to say he won't take the call next time, because that's part of his job. That's what he's contracted to do. So even if we tell him, sorry, you'll be stuck with all Shabbos, that's not going to affect his ability to provide services next time. And he points out, there's a Mishnah Berurah, Sivin Shin Aleph Sif Katan Yudalid, Sivin Shin Aleph Sif Katan Yudalid. The Mechaber writes that if you're traveling on Shabbos to watch your fruits, you're allowed to walk through water on your way there, but not on your way back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why not on the way back? Even though you're doing a mitzvah, but we're not worried about Nachshila Lasalava because it's your property. So you're obviously going to attend to your property next time, even if you'll be disadvantaged. So same thing here. If it's a doctor's job, he's going to go back next week, even if he'll be inconvenienced, because that's part of his job. Rabbi Blythe makes the same point in an article we printed in Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 4. He has another Mar Malkum that fits into this. The Hilchos Kol Amoid. Arachayim Simin Tav Kuf Kavav Sivav Tav Kuf Kavav Sivav Kfura Yantav Sheni. My Kfura Yantav Sheni is Mutter Mikra Din Ayde Yisrael. And you're allowed to accompany the mace even outside the Tchum and then go back home. Why can you go back home? It says in the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot the Lamed Hay.
Okay, sorry, what?
Tav Kuf Kavav. Tav Kuf Kavav Sivav Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hay. Mishnah Berurah says, why are you allowed to walk home outside the Tchum? Shelo Lachshil Lachshilavo. But the Be'er Lacha says, maybe that doesn't apply if there's a Chaver Kedisha. There's a Chaver Kedisha in town whose job it is to take care of the Kfura. Or their relatives who are going to go to the Kfura anyway. So then there's no Nimsa Lachshil Lachshilavo. Then they wouldn't be able to go home and Shabbos outside of the Tchum. But Rabbi Blythe points out, that's true for a paid professional, it's true for a doctor, it wouldn't be true for a volunteer. Wouldn't be true for a volunteer, wouldn't be true for a Hatzalah member, because there, you still could be done about Nimsa Nafshin L'Hatzalah. It doesn't mean it's going to be Mutter, but the Svar of the Chasen Sofer wouldn't apply. And Rabbi Blythe points out, Rav Asher Weiss in that shuv as well, that there's what to talk about, that even if technically speaking, in general, Hitiyu Sofa Mishim Tchilasa doesn't apply to Daraisas, but when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, there may be another consideration. The consideration along the lines of the Taz that we discussed earlier, that you shouldn't be Mahader Acher Nachri, because if you're going to look for Nachri, you may end up delaying care, or you may have a situation where next time people are going to erroneously think that you have to find an Nachri, and they're going to be Nechshal and Pikuach Nefesh. So maybe that's a consideration also in the meta picture, that if we don't allow you to return on Shabbos, then you're going to be Nechshal in the future. So the bottom line in Poskim is that there's definitely room to be Mako. If you have a Nachri driver drive you back from that situation, that's what Shmir Shabbos paskins. Rav Asher says, and that Shuvah is definitely optimal. Shmir Shabbos Perek Mem Siv Pei Aleph, that you're allowed to return back home from a situation if you're inside the Tchum with a non-Jewish driver. And if not, if you're outside the Tchum, you can't find the non-Jewish driver, that makes things a lot more complicated. That's where Moshe's Kula, that many other contemporary poskim are reluctant to be made for that.
You didn't like a doctor who has a job? If he's on call?
Even a doctor who's on call, if it's a... better that you should stay until the end of Shabbos. If there's a concern that there's a potential to go to that situation later, it's going to be made for that. But we're talking here about the Hatzalah worker, the volunteer, the person who is doing this not for compensation, not because it's part of their job. We're there, Barvach, there's about to be Mekel of that Tabanachi drive home, but it gets more complicated whether you could be not there Yisrael. That's where Moshe's Kula that others are uncomfortable with. Okay, we'll stop here. And next one will be Monday, Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to send you out more Mar Makamas now.
So you're saying...